In Mitch McConnell's home state of Kentucky, the oath that politicians take before assuming office remains almost unchanged since the early 1800s, and some say that is a problem.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge.
To fight a duel with deadly weapons.
To fight a duel with deadly weapons.
Nor have I acted...
As Stu Johnson of member station WEKU reports, those words have started a duel of sorts about preserving Kentucky's past.
It happens from time to time across Kentucky. A candidate is elected to office or someone is chosen to lead a public university. Typically, a judge and honoree stand facing each other, right hands raised. The judge recites the oath of office with its words proudly repeated. Then comes this reference.
I, being a citizen of this state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state nor out of it. Have not fought a duel within this state with deadly weapons.
All statewide office holders, county officials, and even judges must make such a declaration. But one Kentucky lawmaker wants to change that.
One of the problems when you have people from out of state, and I've had it in some of them, at some swearing-ins I've been to, they look at you like you're crazy. What are you talking about? But it perpetuates that image of Kentucky as being backward.
Louisville Representative Daryl Owen says snickering over the question of dueling can be a distraction to a dignified ceremony and harm efforts to bring businesses to the state. He wants a public vote on a constitutional amendment to remove any mention of duels. No other state has such an oath. Kentucky historian Jim Clotter says the duel references were added in the 1800s because too many residents were killing each other. One of Kentucky's best-known statesmen, Henry Clay, who served in Congress and ran for president, fought two duels.
And so you have the irony of the great compromiser, the man who's trying to heal the nation's wounds and keep people together, who can't compromise on the issue of honor and has to fight duels twice to make sure that he satisfies his own honor.
Clotter says there are records of some 40 public duels and says there were probably more. He says dueling was common throughout the South and also in places like France and Mexico. People used guns to settle disputes over many issues, including a claim that a Latin word was mispronounced. Not everyone is happy about the proposal to remove dueling references from the Kentucky Constitution, including former governor and current state senator Julian Carroll.
It is a part of the history of this great commonwealth, and I don't think that we ought to make any changes with respect to the reflection of that history.
If successful, Kentucky's oath of office would lose more than half its current wording. If the bill doesn't pass, Daryl Owens jokes he might challenge some of his opponents to a duel, but admits that would disqualify him from office. For NPR News, I'm Stu Johnson in Richmond, Kentucky.